I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Five men accused of murdering three Christians went to trial in central Turkey last week. The trial resumes January 14th. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says what's at stake is Turkey's willingness to tackle the persecution of Christians for their faith.
The church is continuing to move forward. Christians are continuing to witness. But of course, it does cause some anxiety. There have been a number of attacks on evangelicals in the last 2 years. And they're wanting to know, will our government stand up for us? Will they defend us? Or will they allow us to be shot, killed, and attacked with impunity?
Next, the missions movement is strengthening in Asia, according to Asian Access's Bruce Johnson. Though the volume of believers is a contributing factor, the movement is also a reflection of their hearts for the Great Commission. Johnson says they can more easily overcome barriers that Westerners can't.
People coming to your home and threatening you, to dragging you out into the street and beating you, to authorities coming and questioning you. You know, there's a broad variety, but I would say generally persecution is not a major thwart to the gospel going forward.
Pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who shine the light of the gospel despite persecution. And statistics show that over 40 million children in North America haven't heard the gospel. Reaching them with the gospel is key. That's where Kids Evangelism Explosion comes in. It's a discipleship ministry that wins kids to Christ, disciples them, and then equips them to share their faith with others. E3 Partners has just launched a new tool to help that process. The Kids EE Cube is a colorful interactive visual tool that flips and folds to reveal a clear gospel message. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.